protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. He'll be on at 3 o'clock, but before that, he will give us a preview of what's ahead. I'm almost certain that he'll be talking about Dr. Fauci, who announced over the weekend that he will retire at the end of this Biden term. It might be the first term. It might be the only term. We'll find out soon enough. He is not. My understanding is that Wayne is no big fan of Dr. Fauci. They just don't get along together. No, I'm just kidding. We'll find out what Wayne has to say about Dr. Fauci and the lasting legacy of Dr. Anthony Fauci. He was the guy that everybody glommed onto. Remember, even during the Trump administration. And then he stayed on into the Biden administration. Go figure. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Stay where you are. We've got all kinds of stuff. Oh, we're going to talk about the J-Lo and Ben nuptial. Vegas style. No, I mean, have you seen the photos? Wow. J-Lo and Ben Affleck. Tying the knot again. Unbelievable. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The suspect in the Buffalo supermarket mass shooting has pleaded not guilty, Lisa Dwyer reports.
The white gunman charged with killing 10 black people in a racist mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket on May 14th has pleaded not guilty to federal hate crime charges punishable by the death penalty. The 27-count indictment returned last week accuses Peyton Gendron of engaging in substantial planning to commit an act of terrorism, along with hate crimes and weapons counts. Gendron also faces a parallel state prosecution on charges including hate-motivated domestic terrorism, murder, and attempted murder as a hate crime. The domestic terrorism hate crime charge carries an automatic life sentence. He has pleaded not guilty to those charges as well. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at townhall.com, a Florida jury will hear opening statements today in the penalty trial of Nicholas Cruz, who carried out the February 2018 massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
How do you wish to plead?
I plead guilty.
The 23-year-old Cruz pleaded guilty in October to 17 counts of first-degree murder. What the jury will decide is whether he gets the death penalty or life in prison without the possibility of parole. Cruz opened fire in the Parkland, Florida high school's hallways and classrooms with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, killing 14 students and three staff members. For the death penalty to be imposed, the jury's decision must be unanimous. I'm Donna Porter.
A 22-year-old civilian who was legally armed killed a gunman at the Greenwood Park Mall in Indiana Sunday evening. Three people fatally shot, two were injured, before the 20-year-old man, hailed as a hero by authorities, shot the gunman, identified as Jonathan Sapirman of Greenwood. The Dow is down 214 points. The NASDAQ closes down 92. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, clearing the way for many states to ban or severely limit abortion. The debates have never been stronger. During this critical time, the award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life. Stream it today at salemnow.com and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Closed since March of 2020 when the COVID-19 pandemic first hit, the fate of three Station Casinos properties has been revealed. Texas Station, Fiesta Rancho, and Fiesta Henderson will be permanently closed. The building's demolished and the land is going to be sold. Company officials said since most of the closed casinos' customer base, about 90%, have migrated to other Station properties, it didn't make any financial sense for them to remain open. The Pepsi Ice Arena skating rink at Fiesta Rancho will remain open, as long as Station owns the property anyway. More than 107 acres of land would be involved in those three land sales. The sound of breaking glass at the MGM Grand sent some visitors into a panic on Saturday night, thinking gunshots had been fired. Police say someone broke a window in the casino's valet area, causing a loud bang that had some people thinking it was gunshots. The incident led to social media posts claiming there was an active shooter on the strip until Metro. The police sent out a tweet a little after 10:30 saying that those reports were not true. One person was taken into custody.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Not too bad on area freeways right now. No delays on the 15 or the 95. You look good on the Northern and Southern Beltway 215. But do remember those lane restrictions into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. That's 515 westbound at Eastern Avenue.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Wayne Allyn Root will join us in just a couple minutes. One of the things we promise is that if you agree to go out and have fun, go play tennis, go have brunch, go to church, I will personally watch the Sunday shows and bring you the very best of the Sunday shows and what comes down over the weekend. On one of the Sunday shows, Fox News Sunday, Jared Bernstein, who is a member of the Council of Economic Advisors, was on with Shannon Bream. And one of the things I love the idea of trying to put lipstick on the economic pig. And that's exactly what the poor Democrats, I almost feel sorry for them. I really honestly do. Trying to put the best face on what is a horrible, horrible economy. This was Jared Bernstein yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
Okay, let's talk GDP, though, because it was negative in Q1. The Atlanta Fed is signaling it's going to be negative in Q2. I mean, technically, that meets the definition of a recession. Does the White House acknowledge that we are likely in a recession?
So this often gets confused. So the technical definition of recession is actually not two quarters of negative GDP.
Generally accepted.
But it has to do much more with a number of economic variables that are actually doing better right now. So payroll growth. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that the folks who date recessions, who tell us when they start and stop, they look at payroll growth. They look at consumer spending. Payrolls and consumer spending are actually very strong on the payroll side and strong on the spending side as well. And in fact, one of the things we're seeing is people are traveling a lot. They're kind of taking up some of that pent-up demand that they didn't get to tap during the downturn, during the pandemic. And that's contributing to strong consumer spending, strong retail sales, job growth, an unemployment rate of 3.6% for the past 4 months. It is very hard to conclude that we are in a recession when you look at the payroll and the job gains that we've seen. Now, it is tricky to look around a corner here, and I'm not going to predict quarters down the road. But I think right now, you've got inflation headwinds big time in this economy, not taking anything away from that. But you also have some very strong tailwinds that are boosting consumers. Now, some of that has the American Rescue Plan's fingerprints all over that, especially the fact that families, at least on aggregate, have quite solid balance sheets, businesses as well.
Well, like I said, talking about putting lipstick on the economic pig. These people are living in a parallel universe, and that's why the latest CNN polling came out today. Let's see, CNN poll, 38% approval. 38% approval for the president. And this is a CNN poll, folks. This ain't Fox. 21% think things are going well. Can I get a show of hands if there are any folks out there that think the economy is going well? 79% say no. 21% say yes. Somebody introduced me to the folks that think that everything's wonderful with the economy. 21% of you out there think it's going wonderfully. Not among that group is my good friend Wayne Allen Root, who joins us as he does every week. Wayne, who are these 21% that actually think the economy and everything's going well in the CNN poll?
Well, I got to tell you, here's an interesting thing I found, Kevin. You know, I'm a man of the people, and I'm always out. And at every restaurant I go to in Las Vegas, every single waiter is a huge fan of mine. They all listen to my show. They're all huge, raving Trump Republican conservatives. And every time I meet a working man in my home, it's a raving Republican conservative. And it's not like they know who I am at first or I ask them to be Republicans. You know, I just quietly get into the conversation carefully. And every electrician, every plumber, every handyman, every person that's coming to my house to put any sort of a wire in, whatever it is, working men are all now, excuse me, Trump Republicans. And yet, whenever I meet rich people, they're all Democrats, which makes no sense, right? The people that are middle class understand Democrats are turning us to a communist country, understand Democrats are trying to destroy us, and the richest among us think it's hunky-dory and everything's great because they're so rich and out of touch that they have no clue what's going on. So when you ask me, you know, who are the people that would believe the economy's good, I would say it would be rich people who are all Democrats, people who make, you know, people who have $20 million in the bank, and the absolute poorest among us, because the people I'm talking about, waiters in nice restaurants, make a lot of money. They make $100,000 a year. I'm talking about people who make $20,000 a year. They're all on welfare, and they all think everything's fine because they don't have any idea. When you collect a welfare check, you have no idea. And then, of course, government employees. I'll bet you every government employee in this city thinks the economy is just fine. What do they know? They get a check every single week, come hell or high water, come rain or snow, doesn't matter. They're always paid. If you work for the post office, if you work for the government anyway, you always get paid. Doesn't matter how bad things are. During the entire Great Recession, every government employee got their paycheck, and they all got their pension as well. So if you ask me who thinks everything's fine, it's some percentage of government employees. It's almost everyone on welfare and government checks. And it's a lot of really rich people who are completely clueless and delusional because they're so rich, nothing matters. They don't feel any of the pain. You know, let's face it, if you're middle class and you get to work each day or you drive for a living, God forbid, the gas prices are destroying your life. But if you make $1 million a year or more, if you have $20 million or more in the bank, who cares if the gas is $3 or $6? It makes zero difference to you in your, you know, in your life if you're that rich. So my point is, it's the rich, it's the poor, and it's government employees. That's who thinks everything's fine, because they have nothing to do with the real economy, none of them.
I got to ask you, only because you talk about the Ahern on a regular basis on your show and on my show. You're a big, big fan of that great facility. I was there for a birthday party, Brent Jones's birthday party, and we were served by robots. A robot literally brings the food right to your table. No. But this is so
That's
cool.
Wild.
And no, I promise you, when that next time you're there, you will see this. But there is a robot, and they were asked, how many people will that replace? And they said three.
Yeah.
That's how tough it is to find workers right now.
Well, there's two ways to put it. Number one, of course, I'm a big fan of Don Ahern. Don and Carolyn Ahern, good friends of me and Cindy. And I'm a big fan of the Ahern Hotel. But I'm not really a big fan of robots. It has nothing to do with them. Their robots are being used everywhere now, and I can't blame a single person that uses them because there's no employees, and the employees you can find are just completely undependable and just are not good employees. It's very hard in Vegas to find a good employee. So I don't blame anyone for, if you're a business owner, for going for robots, but I'm also telling you that it's bad for society that we're switching to robots because, you know, people are just not going to have jobs. There's going to be no way to feed their families. I don't see where people are going to find jobs when the average employer finds out that a robot is much more reliable, doesn't have, you know, it's not a single mother with a kid, so the kid's sick and the mom can't come into work today. Well, the robot will never do that to you, and the robot will never steal from you. So many employees steal, and the robot will never talk back to customers, and the robot hopefully gets the order right versus, you know, employee that gets the order wrong. So, I mean, for a lot of reasons, robots make a lot of sense. If I was a business owner that needed that could use robots instead of employees, I'd go for it. But the reality is it's going to be real bad for society because middle-class people and working-class people are going to be, you know, their jobs are going to be taken away. So I don't know how people are going to eat in the future, and I'm not even sure if you can eat, whether there's going to be any food, because that's what liberals are trying to do. You know, there's so many stories. I can't repeat them all. It would take me like an eight-hour show with you, Kevin. But food is being destroyed, all the sources of food, whether it's food plants and processing plants burning to the ground, whether it's farms and ranches on fire, whether it's the fact that farmers can't afford diesel fuel, whether it's the fact that farmers can't afford fertilizer, for a variety of reasons, and trains are not taking goods that they used to take. And by the way, in the entire United States, there's only two ports that are not moving. They both happen to be in Blue, California, in Long Beach and Los Angeles, but those two ports together account for close to 40% of all the goods in America. And those two ports are not moving efficiently, and tons of ships are backed up. And I've seen articles over the weekend that say that could be a blue state Democrat attempt to really hurt the economy, because every other port in America is doing just fine. This is hurting the entire American supply chain. I think it's a purposeful, intentional attempt to destroy the food chain and to destroy the gas chain and the energy chain, and middle-class people are going to get hurt.
I got to ask you, I could wait till 3 o'clock to get the answer, but now that we know that Dr. Fauci has announced he's going to retire at the end of the Biden first term, or maybe only term, your thoughts on the lasting legacy of Dr. Anthony Fauci?
Well, I mean, it's not soon enough. I mean, that's a nightmare announcement to me, but Biden's in for another 2+ years. So Fauci's not telling anything good. Good news was I'm retiring tomorrow. Good news, I'm retiring yesterday. This guy's done so much damage to America. You know, and I do believe, you know, I just announced my new TV show. I don't know if you know that, but I announced it over the weekend. Yeah, I announced it over the weekend on Real America's Voice Network. And I said something about Trump and Fauci, so that's how I was going to repeat that. But let me first let everybody know that coming in mid-August, we haven't set the exact date or times yet, but we're working on all of that. I'm going on a vacation in about a week, so nothing can happen until I get back. And I'm back at the end of the first week of August. So probably right around the start of the second week of August, my new TV show will start. But it's called America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn, and it'll be on every Friday and Saturday on Real America's Voice Network, which you can watch on Dish TV, or you can just get it online. I mean, there's 1,000 ways to get it, but, you know, most people know DirecTV or Dish. It's on Dish, and most people know online, realamericasvoice.com. They got an incredible lineup. I'm joining a lineup of Ed Henry in the morning and Charlie Kirk in the morning, and then in the afternoons they've got you know, a whole variety of great hosts, including Ted Nugent and Steve Bannon. So I'm joining that lineup, and my show will be probably run several times each weekend, but I'll get you in the next week or two, we'll have the exact time and the exact days that it'll be on the air. But we're all very excited. And I mentioned when I was on Real America's Voice Network Saturday, coming live from Vegas, because they were here for Freedom Fest, and I mentioned on the air that, you know, I believe what Trump has to do if he wants to win the presidency, and he wants to beat DeSantis now and not let DeSantis gain a lot of momentum if DeSantis is going to enter the primary, what Trump needs to do is announce, look, I was the best economic president in history, ever, 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 ever. Modern history, all history, best economy ever, and I did a great job. And the only negative is he's got to get out of that vaccine. And he's got to announce to the world that Fauci and Birx both lied to him about the lockdowns, the masks, and the vaccines. And he's not a doctor and he's not a scientist. He's a CEO, and he was lied to by his subordinates. And there's a new article out, a review of Birx's book, Dr. Birx, who was number two behind Fauci. And she admits in the book she's a deceitful, lying fraud who misled Trump on multiple occasions and changed data and statistics to try and keep the country locked down. These are evil, disgusting people who brag in a book how they kept the country locked down when Trump wanted to open it up again, and they did it by manipulating statistics. So why would anyone believe they didn't do the same thing with the vaccine? The vaccine doesn't work, and the latest numbers are out. 91% of everyone in England who died from COVID in the last few months, triple vaccinated, 91% who died, triple vaccinated. Listen to those numbers. The vaccine is a horrible failure. Let the world know you were a great CEO, President Trump, but that you were misled by Fauci and Birx on both the lockdown and on masks, which are not needed, and most importantly on vaccines, which are a total failure, and that you were always against any sort of mandates. So even if people like the vaccine, like a mask, want a lockdown, great. You get to do it. But anybody who doesn't never has to do it. In America, land of freedom, we will never lock down again. We will never mandate masks again. We will never mandate vaccines again as long as you are president of the United States. We all realize with Biden, all that may change later this summer, maybe even in the next 2 weeks, because L.A.'s locking down. L.A.'s masking up again and New York's masking up again. And I wouldn't be surprised if they lock down again for COVID or for monkeypox or for whatever stupid cold germ is out there that they are scared of, that I, Wayne Root, I'm never going to be scared of. That's life, man. You got to go out and live your life, and you got to do business, and nothing is ever going to stop me. So that's what I think Trump wants to say, and I think he's the next president. He's got to own up to the fact that the vaccine's a nightmare and that he was wrong, but he didn't make the mistake. He was misled by people underneath him.
You were with the president last week at that Treasure Island event. Do you have any sense of whether the president will go early with the announcement of his reelection campaign?
You know, it wasn't a time or place for that kind of a detailed question. I didn't get a chance to ask him that or discuss masks or vaccines or lockdowns or anything else. It was just, hi, hello, how are you? How you doing, Mr. President? Meet my wife, Cindy, again. And, let's take a picture together and let's talk about good things. How's Melania? It was not the type of event where I'm going to sit there and give him advice or ask, what date. Give me an inside scoop on what date you're announcing. Look, he's been on my show 4 times in the last year. And all 4 times he says, you're going to be so happy when you hear my decision. So he's going for president. We all know that. It's just a matter of when. I have no idea if it'll be before the midterms or after. I'm very careful that I don't make announcements like that. Roger Stone made some announcement 2 weeks ago, and he said absolutely positively he's going to be announcing over the July 4th weekend. Well, he didn't. So you don't see me making announcements like that. You wind up with an ache on your face. I have no idea when is the best time for him to announce, but I know this. He's going to announce for president again, and I think he'll make a great president. And even though I disagree vehemently on that one issue, vaccines, I want him back in the White House badly. I will support him 110%. I just wish he'd own up that the vaccine was a disastrous decision. It is a very bad vaccine, and it is not his fault at all. It was misled by subordinates Fauci and Birx, two terrible people.
And by the way, congratulations on the new TV show. I'm so excited and so happy for you and for Cindy. I think this is going to be phenomenal. Do we need now to start the calling campaign with Cox to get it on Cox so I can see it?
Well, yeah, I'd love the whole networks to be on Cox. It's a hell of a lineup that they've got, and it looks like I'll be on the lineup, back-to-back with Steve Bannon. That's one that looks to be exact, but I don't know yet what time and what day. He runs multiple times on the network. So it's going to be Wayne Root and Steve Bannon back-to-back, and I'm hoping Wayne Root and Ted Nugent back-to-back as well. We're working on that time slot as we speak. But I'll let you know more. I'll let you know everything we need to do, including Cox, over the next couple weeks, okay? We'll know more.
That'll be great. Hey, Wayne, you have a great week. We will talk again. Will we talk before your vacation?
Yes. Next Monday, I'm still around. So we'll talk one more time before my vacation. Then I'll be off for a week.
Yep. I can't wait. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Have a great week.
RootForAmerica.com. That's the website where it all begins. And, of course, 6:70 a.m. right here at 3 o'clock every day, including today. Root for America. Thanks, Kevin.
Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, 3 to 6. But now you know how he feels about Dr. Fauci. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'll bet you're a lot like me. See if this sounds familiar. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Well, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not across a crowded room, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 702-626-